We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ, I'm very excited to have our next guest on, and I believe she'll be excited to talk to us because we've already helped her with marketing as we've all spent several hundred dollars purchasing merchandise on the Kraken. Please welcome to the show the Vice President of Marketing for your Seattle Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
Heidi Detmer.
Heidi, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much.
Oh, Heidi, look, I took a look at your resume, Heidi, and my God, you have been involved with like almost every franchise in this city. I have to ask you, what was it about, you know, getting involved with the Kraken, which we didn't know was the Kraken at the time, I imagine, when you joined, but was it the excitement of being involved in a ground floor situation and being able to, like, start from day one?
That's exactly it. And also, I would say, above all, it was the reaction of deposit day.
Yeah.
Back in 2018, I mean, the amount of deposit holders that signed up from day one was just a great sign of what was to come for this franchise.
All right, Heidi, I have to ask you, how long have you known it's been the Kraken? Weeks, months, how long have you known that that was the one?
That's the question, isn't it? Well, it's a really interesting process. You know, we started 2 years ago. We started to really hone down. I think we got the list to about 15 around this time. Actually in October of last year. And I would say it wasn't until recent that I knew for sure that it was going to be the Kraken, only because there's a trademark process and all of these different things that you go through before you can finalize the name.
And okay, for you, when you first heard the name Kraken, what was your initial reaction? Did you think that's crazy, or you're like, oh yeah, I love it?
Well, it's funny. The first time I actually heard it was when we put the NHL Seattle sign on our office door. The next morning, someone left a sticky note on the door that said, "Release the Kraken." And I thought, oh my gosh, this is so interesting. It didn't really hit me, until we did the exploration, how great of a name it is.
Yeah, and Heidi, the exploration you guys have done, and we're talking to Heidi Detmer, and she is the VP of marketing for your new Seattle Kraken hockey team. And don't forget to go to SeattleKrakenHockey.com if you want all the information. What a great job you guys did on every level with the logo and the color scheme. Steve and I have just been raving all morning long. It's just the amount of care, effort, Easter eggs that have been thrown into this, and I myself, being a longtime sports fan, I don't know if any other logo and any other team name has been given this much dedication. I mean, I've never seen something like this.
Well, thank you so much. We're all really proud, and we worked in close partnership with Adidas, and we have an incredible ownership group that really kind of led the charge in this. So we are proud. Thank you.
That was awesome to watch the piece that you guys did with Adidas talking about the making of the jersey and just all the attention to detail from, like, you know, mimicking the paint job on a ferry for the jersey scheme on the stripes. I'm just like, man, this jersey keeps getting cooler. It's, yeah, very pumped. Any inkling of an idea of when the jerseys will be available for us fans to purchase?
You know, I would say short answer is no, we don't have, you know, a confirmed date or time for that, but it is quite the process. And Adidas did a great job explaining it yesterday, but you know, we have the designs down, but it takes a lot of time to get everything just right and ready for the public. So hopefully as we get closer to the expansion draft, we really like that as an idea of when we could launch it.
Yesterday, we chatted with Kevin Weeks from the NHL Network, former goalie as well, and he was just so complimentary of just how everything was handled with the Seattle Kraken announcement, having you guys up there speaking in front of everybody at what's going to be the arena that you'll be playing at, the Pledge. Does that feel good to know that as that outsiders, you know, people that are like, you know, bigwigs in the world of hockey are watching what's happening here in Seattle and speaking so positively of how things have been handled so far?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the name The Kraken is a bold name, but with the help of Ron Francis, we really made an effort to keep it authentic and noble and iconic and something that, you know, belongs on the Stanley Cup, something that players would be really proud of. And so he really did weigh in a lot in this process.
Is there a team of people, and could I possibly be a part of the group that is helping create the mascot for the Seattle Kraken? Because I've got some ideas.
I love that question. You know, I've only gotten what is the team name for so long, so I love that you're asking about the mascot, and we will keep you high on the list.
Dude, I'll be honest, like, it's so nice that there's a name now, because whenever I post about, I've been a lifelong hockey fan, and like the moment I moved out here, it's been like for over 20 years, I've just been waiting for this moment. This is like a huge deal to me. I've played hockey my whole life, and just the idea of finally having a home team here, it's so important. And it's just so nice that now whenever I post about the Seattle hockey team coming, I don't have to read all the comments. It's just debate over what the team name should be. I'm like, we have a name now. Let's move forward. This is so nice.
I totally agree. It's like a child, right? Like, you want a name. You don't want to wait a couple years till you name it. And so we are just all so thrilled.
So, Heidi, I have to ask, because as we were watching that live broadcast, normally what I would expect is that, you know, that it would be maybe, the, you know, it would be the owners or the big wigs or the general managers. Those are the folks that would be taking the time, you know, hanging at the microphone. And then he was like, hey, we're going to hand it over to Heidi. And I thought, well, I'm sure you knew about it. But at the same time, when they told you that that was going to happen, I'm like, whoa, not everybody likes to get in front of a microphone in front of everybody on the biggest launch of anything, probably in the team's history even going forward. How was that for you?
You know, it was such an honor, and that was Todd's vision all along. He, you know, he didn't want to make this a corporate thing. He wanted to really celebrate it with the fans, with the men and women building, you know, the future home for the team. And so I was just so honored. And yeah, of course, it's a little nerve-wracking, but I was just so pleased being from here. It made me really proud.
Yeah, you know, because you being from here, Heidi, you remember when the Sonics left, and it was such a low moment for sports at that time. Of course, the Hawks weren't as good as they were, and the Mariners, of course, still, you know, just trying to figure out and find a way to be able to be competitive. It was a low moment in sports, and here we are yesterday. Who would have thought that would have happened when the Sonics left? I thought, my God, this town's in trouble. I don't know what we're going to do.
I agree. I mean, it was heartbreaking. I was a big fan of the Sonics, and, you know, we hope and plan to bring basketball back again as well.
We have a text question. It's a very important question.
And we're talking to Heidi Detmer, who is the VP of marketing for your Seattle Kraken.
They said, has Heidi thought about how to properly market the Kraken's third string backup goaltender, Steve Miggs? I don't think she knows this.
Hi, you don't know this story. And Steve, tell her what happened before we even knew if we were getting a team, really.
This was the day that we had Jerry Bruckheimer and was it Todd Leiwicki?
I think it was Tim. It was one of the Leiwickis.
Tim Leiwicki. They came in studio to drum up interest and get people to, you know, be a part of the 32,000 strong. And we have the audio if you ever need proof. But Jerry Bruckheimer said, I get to be the backup to the backup to the backup. I'm getting older, so maybe the backup to that backup.
Yeah, maybe fifth string now.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Like, everybody's really not available backup goalie.
Has anybody told you that, Heidi? Because that was announced on the radio as the first member of now the Seattle Kraken.
And I like number 40. That's the number I've worn.
Yeah, is there any possibility? We'll take whatever number we can get. But, I mean, if you have 40 available. Yeah,
I mean, if Jerry said it, it's a done deal, right?
Okay, so, yeah, we'll get together, work out the marketing of maybe me on a billboard. I'm the first draft pick.
Yeah, at this point. I mean, who wants to? I mean, there's really nobody in the NHL draft or the expansion draft you'd ever want. Really.
I feel like none of this is going to happen.
I feel like it should. I feel like Heidi's going to make it
happen.
Come
on, Heidi. I saw on your Twitter you said you're a parallel parking expert. I take pride in my parallel parking.
There you go. You know what, Heidi? I think you're going to have to bump down parallel parking expert and maybe put something on there a little further on the resume now that you've brought the crack into town.
My husband says I have a big parallel parking ego, so that's where that comes
from.
Dude,
you and me both. I will watch somebody try and parallel park, and that's the only time where I'm a snob. I'm watching, and my wife will give me a hard time saying, you're just watching that person because you think they're a bad parallel parker. I'm like, yes, they have a small car, and they can't pull it off in one fell swoop. This is ridiculous.
I think we should get you and I on a Zamboni and a tight set of cones and see what we can do.
This is it.
That's a win-win. I get the parallel park and I've never driven a Zamboni, so this is awesome.
All right. Heidi, be careful what you say, because we're the kind of weirdos that's exactly what we would love to do.
I'll hang up.
I love it.
You know, I get to play hockey with Dan from your crew, and we've been at Snow King. We could set this up.
Yeah, I heard that. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Heidi, I have to tell you, man, you know, we have been rallying behind the name The Kraken ever since, you know, there were names out there and what was going to be picked. And I'll be honest with you. We love the idea. We hoped it was The Kraken all day yesterday before the announcement. We're like, look, we're going to love the team. We were psyching ourselves up for what we thought would be a traditional name, because we thought no way would they ever pick The Kraken, even though we felt on our station there was a huge groundswell for that name. And you know, and when we heard Todd and you guys talking about it, you said, we listen to the people. You know, Heidi, that's also something that I really don't see a lot in older sort of sports, if you will, where the fans are actually listened to, that they actually pick a name like this. When did it become evident to you that you guys said, look, we have got to, this is what the fans are talking about? I am really, really surprised, but of course, very happily surprised by this.
I mean, you know, this is Todd Leiwicki's MO, really. He's always been that way. When he was at the Seahawks, he launched the Sounders down in the Lightning. I mean, this is what he does. And from the very beginning, he said, we have to listen to our fans. I mean, for 2 years with social listening, fan forums, where he was there in person speaking with the fans, we really listened. And as you know, the number one question is, what's the team name? And he kind of embedded it in our culture that we're going to listen to people. We're going to ask them what they think. And so I thought it was a really, really great amount of leadership behind that.
And it's cool to see the reaction just in general, like guys like, you know, Russell Wilson's tweeting about it, Luke Wilson's well on the local end. But then like a guy like Kevin Smith is out there on Twitter talking about how awesome the name is. Was there somebody that you saw like on social media or wherever it may be, were like, oh, that's awesome that this person's digging the name as well?
Oh, there were so many. I'm just overwhelmed by the amount of love we've gotten. I actually think Russell Wilson might have been the one I was really most excited about yesterday, but there were a ton, to be honest.
That's awesome.
Heidi, well, congratulations. I love the fact that you got the spotlight, and I really admire all of the work that went into this, including listening to the fans. And I'm a person that loves the deep Easter egg thing. And this has been really one of the best productions of a team logo, a team intro, team everything. And I've been in a lot of places. I was telling Steve, I used to work in Jacksonville back when they launched the Jaguars. And this, by far, was an amazing reveal. The logo is terrific, the colors, everything. And I was a guy that it took a while to warm up to the Seahawks new uniform, so I'm not easily pleased, but man, what a brilliant job and the way everything was handled. And congratulations to you and the whole team. I'm so excited for all of you.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Heidi Detmer, again, you can go to seattlekrakenhockey.com. I look forward to hearing more from Heidi. Heidi, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.